Episode 132. This time with two MMA fighters from Georgia. We start with Nika Shanava, who had his MMA fight at the end of September in Austria. And afterwards, we will hear more about the life of one of his friends and teammates, Octagon champion Mate Sanekidze. Welcome to the Unschlagbar Ehrlich Podcast, Nika Golden Boy Shanava.
Yep. Hello, everyone. My name is Nika Golden Boy Shanava. I'm a savage fighter and I'm ready to hunt with everybody's head.
Oh, this is quite a nice intro, actually. You're here in Vienna. Is it your first time here in Vienna?
Of course. I have never been since at the international competition, but in Georgia I have so many fights that I have some experience. It's my first time in Vienna. It's my first international competition, but in Georgia I have some fights which shows my professional side, yeah. And I'm ready on this competition and I'm ready to fight and win the fights, yeah. I'd say more.
How do you like it in Vienna so far? Did you learn anything new?
I like Vienna very much because it's beautiful place, it's quiet place, and everything is here. What you want, everything is here. It's not like that in Georgia, but in Georgia it's good too. But Vienna is better with some quality of things, yeah.
Like we have a lot of culture stuff and music and good food, I think. Is it? How do you live in Georgia? How is it there?
It's like that. It's like on same way, but Georgia looks more old than this. It's more modern, and here are many possibilities to do some things. How to say? And it's quiet place. Georgia is not like this. Georgia is a loud place, and I like quiet place more than loud places, so I prefer to be here, and it is better for me. But in Georgia I have more friends, I have family, and already 2 days or 3 days I'm here, but I already miss my country.
And the language is so difficult. I mean, German, you do not want to learn German.
Yeah, but many people knows English language, so if you know English language, you can talk to anyone. I don't know, maybe I saw some people who know English and there are some population which don't know, but who I seen, everyone knows English language.
Yeah.
So it's not hard to communicate with people here. And that's the one of the main things that I liked in Vienna.
And you have to try, after your fight, you have to try Wiener Schnitzel and Sachertorte and all the good stuff.
Yeah, I know about that place. And also, you know, my teammate and brother Mate Sanekidze told me about that place, told me about that owners that he's friends with. And before I came here, they followed me on Instagram page. So it was... attracted me to that place, and I like that place already. I have not been, but I like that place already. And also they have so good Instagram page that you want to you want to eat from all line. But when you are cutting weight, oh, you mustn't visit that page. Yeah, because
yeah, cutting weight is awful, but you are already finished with cutting weight. And hey, you started mixed martial arts when you were 16. Why did you start, actually?
Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe 16. I was maybe 16 when I had my first amateur fight. And I wanted to be a fighter on the age when I was a kid, how to say. But
why? Did you see some fighters?
Yeah, yeah. For example, Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz is my most big idol, Nate and Nick Diaz, because I love them, I watch their fights, I enjoy their fights, and I never think that I would become a fighter, but on the heart I always want that. I always think that I am the best fighter, I can be a best fighter, I can beat everybody's ass up, and my personal trainer, Rati Chakvetadze, when I visited Champions Academy Georgia, my friend Lukas Onkulashvili told me that let's go there, let's do some gym and let's work on weights and something like that. I visit that place, I worked on weights with my brother, but I get bored, and I went upstairs on the fourth floor where is an MMA gym, and there I met Rati Chakvetadze, my trainer, and he thought on the first day that I was gifted by the God with the talent, and he told me that let's go, maybe you want some fight, because when I sparred some guy I beat his ass, so
without any practice before.
Yeah. So he liked, but I was doing some box, I was not doing it long time, but I was doing some, and he liked me. He thought that I was talented and told me on the first day that let's go, maybe you want to become a professional fighter because you have some resource to become a talented fighter, to become a world champion, and I saw it on the first day, so let's go on my pro team. And I went it, I even don't think about it that I want to be a fighter or something like that. I went there, and on only 6 months or 7 months I had my first amateur fight, which I won by second round TKO. And then I liked that and loved that profession. It was the one of the best days in my life. I enjoyed it very much, and I wanted to do this all my life at that moment. And now I am expecting that tomorrow would be the better day than this, and tomorrow I will raise my hand up and be as happy as at that day. How is interview?
Oh, it's going quite good actually. I do not have to ask very much, so I don't have to ask much because you are talking so much, and it's really perfect. How do you finance your sport? Do you have some sponsors, or do you have to work on the side?
At this time I have no sponsors, but with these fights are interested many companies in Georgia, and we expect that someone will sponsor us, and some sponsors will came up, show up, and will be after this fight. But in Georgia they don't sponsor guys who fight only in local, only in Georgia. They are expecting to from you to win international competitions, and then it's starting to, how to say, financed by the sponsors. Yeah.
What are you doing actually besides fighting? Do you have any nice hobbies or something outside of fighting?
Actually, I also study, but I'm not, how to say, concentrated with studying because of fighting. Actually, I study in university on the faculty of international relationships in IPSU, Black Sea University. I like that place, but my gym is like, my MMA gym is like home to me, so I love it and I want to do this all my life, and I don't want to do anything besides that. But I have some hobbies, like I like to ride BMX bike, if you know.
Yes.
Also I like to play video games, PlayStation games.
Which games?
Actually, when I came here I played with the Austrian guys. Everyone. And no one could beat me in UFC 4. they said that I was cheater and some things, but no one could have. Maybe I played with five people or six people and only lost one time or two time. I don't remember, but won maybe 50 times.
What are your dreams and what do you want to accomplish in future?
My dreams, I actually think about it many times, about my dreams, but the main thing is to become the world champion or best motherfucker title owner. It's my dream and I want to be on that place on some days, I don't know. It's my biggest dream. And
which organization?
UFC. UFC and...
Stupid question.
No. And also I want to have great family. I want to have the family where everybody would be on the good health, how to say. And I want my parents to live longer. That's my dream.
That's a nice dream. I wish you all the best for the future and hope to see you soon again in Vienna.
Thank you.
Our next guest is, a special one actually, and we had the pleasure to talk to one of his colleagues just moments before. So welcome to the Unschlag bei Ehrlich podcast, Mate Sanikidze.
Hello, and thanks for this interview. I'm Mate Sanikidze, and I'm Octagon MMA champion in featherweight category. And also me and Nika, we are good friends, close friends, and teammates. I wait for tomorrow for Nika fights. I wait for first Savage event because I wait for a long time ago for this day. I hope everything and everybody also will be so good.
You're 24 from Georgia, you both are from Georgia, and first time for both of you here in Vienna.
First time I was in July, but together, me and Nika together, we are together first time in Europe general, not only Austria. This is good place for development, for career, for sport. Here is many opportunity, just work yourself and reach some successful, and that's we like this place. This is beautiful and beautiful, natural, beautiful, friendly people, and that is good lifestyle. And I'm sure me and also Nika, we have hope. Just one day, our country will be safe like this country. Yeah, because this is in my opinion, this is just the heaven. This is paradise, really, because I living in July. I was living 1 month in Graz and 1 week in Vienna, and I was training, I was preparing there, and it was my biggest experience out my country, and it was also so happy days, many happy days, and I was happy, and right now I'm happy. I'm glad about Vienna and Vienna people.
So I have never been to Georgia. I have no idea how your life is there. So what are the things that makes it different? What do you say? But I mean you have like running water and electricity and everything, but what are the differences here?
In my opinion, just in general, many countries is just good lifestyle, many countries is bad lifestyles, but important is people. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud because our country people is really good people, one of the best, maybe we can say that. And every foreigner who arrived in Georgia, just every mention that here is so friendly people, and I'm surprised every foreigner guys told me that. So I agree with them, really. That's why, in my opinion, it is important, and our country's people is best. But in general, if we say about national situation, yes, we have many problems. But I think it's not some needs. It's normal. Yeah, and when we arrived here, just one look, everything is good. No mistake, never mistake in this country. And I don't know, but this is how I mentioned already. This is just paradise, and I can many describe that because here is everybody fresh. Every system is fresh also, and yeah, and when we see here peoples, almost every peoples is just face is happy, yeah. And that is most important in national situation.
Are you sure you've been in Vienna? Because the people are a little bit grumpy actually in Vienna. They are like, okay, the metro is taking 5 more minutes. So stupid.
Yeah. That's normal. It's not exist some country where everything is good and yeah. But important is just you must work and just national or some people must appreciate it. And that's important because in. If we see every in Europe and especially Vienna, and that is big appreciate to sportsman's guy in general, and this is more inspiring for fighters, for any sportsmen, and our country, you must to do alone. Work, development yourself. You must alone because there is not many opportunity for successful. And you must be 100% without sport. You must be real fighter in life.
That's the thing about. I think in Austria, I think there are many other countries, especially in the East, they have a lot more passion about combat sports and fighting. Instead of Austria, maybe because we are like so used to the good life. That's what I think.
Maybe, but I'm sure here is many people exist who understand that if you want reach someone good things, you must work so many time and you need so big patience. And that is first time if you want to start and start work for your goal, you need first of all big patience, unlimited patience, because in general doesn't matter country, in general in the world happens many bad things, many good things, but you must ready both for both. So when you start you on your road, you must wait every bad and every good situation, and you must be ready for that. Yeah, that is what is it.
So you are training in the Champions Academy also, like your team here. What is so special about it? Because I mean, you're Octagon champion. The future is right next to us. Shadow boxing. I mean, yeah. It's a nice gym. I don't know, what are you doing different than other gyms, maybe?
Yeah. I think first time important is we are really next generation, not my nickname.
Yeah. It's your fighting name.
Yeah, my nickname, but we have many fighter who are young guys, and they have big talents. Yeah, we need more experience, but just necessary is time, and we will get that. So also Champions Academy gym is we have big place for floor, and every floor and every person of staff is so great people. They are happy because of they do his job. And this is important when you work for your goals and you're next to is many people and same job, and together if you get along each other, it's very important. And I'm proud because me and my teammates and every Champions Academy persons, we get along each other and we work together like brothers, like family members, and that's important. Not like comfortable situation. First comfortable situation it is when you see your teammates have same goal, same inspire, same work, same desires, and also what is important, same patient.
So the next question is something actually I always ask everyone. It's a boring question, but I love it because I always want to know, how did you get into fighting and why do you love it so much? And how old were you? Just a little bit about your background story of fighting. How did you start?
I mentioned this time in many interviews, and
that's why it is the most boring question, but everyone loves it.
No, for me, it's not a boring question because when I was younger, I always thinking, oh, I cannot some any works always, and because I'm not interesting about that, and that's why I'm leaving, and oh, it was my thinking because I never imagined. Mm-hmm. If this sport exists in the world, because information. I mean, Georgian country. That's information we got late. Yeah. So and when I got this information that in my country exists MMA, who you can just beat someone and no responsibility for that. Yeah, because from my childhood I was a child who loves active just wrestling or like game friend relationship, but it was what I feel good myself, so good. And it was national feels. So when I understood this sport immediately, I start find where is it, and yeah, I was in 11 or 10 class, I understand where is it, and just go and start, and every coach, every teammate, and what is important, I found in myself, inside me, big talent, and just after that, never stop. Even though there was many trouble, many problems, even nowadays, but then I understood it is normal because you are fighter, and it's not mean only in fighter in cage or fighting in gym. You must be ready everything what is included in general this sport. So this sport teach me whole life. Maybe it was late because I was 16. Yeah, but what we looked at, it was enough, because I worked enough. I'm in my opinion enough, because I was alone. I mean, I started alone. I continued this alone because how I mentioned this. Nobody knew this sport. So my family just when I start this sport, after 5 months, understood my family. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why already I know I must ready my road with myself, and I continue this road, and I will continue also.
Yeah. But your family supported you after the 5 months?
Always, but what say can it? What they can it, and I was not, and I have not family which is rich or have many opportunity for support. But yeah, just important is human support. For example, my mother, father, my brothers and sisters. And when I see inside their eye, just to care about me and do something with they speaking or speaking, and that's everything is my support. And because I don't need road where will be everything is ready and just I must walk free. That is not national worker business. Yeah.
And now you have a son yourself?
Yeah.
How about that? Is he going to be a fighter?
First of all, I miss this monkey so much, and my life became more interesting, and inside me already exist many fields, and before I was not thinking how I continue my life with son, and now I cannot imagine life without him. So Nathaniel is my whole life, and maybe in my life happens everything and will happen. I don't know what, but I know only one thing, just anytime I die for my son, and that is big, strong, and which is behind my shoulder. Yeah,
that's really nice. Yeah, but before you want to die,
if it will be necessary, just no problem. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, you give me an interview before you do that.
I will be happy if will not be never necessary.
The last interview with the Octagon champion. Hey, about Octagon, you had the fight against Losene Keita,
yeah.
And it was like your third fight in 338 days, something like this. You had three fights in 338 days.
Yeah. One.
That's a lot, actually. No, not much time to recover in between.
Yeah.
Or to work on stuff.
But it's good. If we watch in boxing history, for example, just fighter was. Yeah, I understand there was a hard lifestyle, but still, they called, say, I'm a fighter, called 15, 16 fights in a year, and yeah, we have maybe 21st century, it's more easy lifestyle, yeah, but right now, for fight a year, it's incredible results. Yeah, but I'm happy because I reached champion title just 1 year, and this is not ordinary results. This is so good results, and I want to say thanks for that, my coach, my teammates, my manager. Because I actor basically roles, but and I fight, and important is just the winner. But behind me, it's also many business. What is necessary in sport?
Yeah, a big team.
Yeah, big team and interest team. What is most important?
Was this Octagon belt fight, was this one of the hardest fight? Because I know you had a lot of beef before the fight with Keita.
For me.
You did not like each other very much, you and Keita.
Honestly, I never hate my opponent, and I will not be man who hate his opponent. My hardest fight, I in my opinion, my fights for me it's not hard. Even first, second, third fights, it was so usually for me. It was so biggest show, me and against Keita. But you know what happened there. But it is what it is. It is a sport, and I care about his leg and his injury because I have many and biggest experience for that. Unfortunately, so I will not be happy never. When I see some sportsmen has injury. Keita is. I think in life, private life, he's good guy, but against me he mentioned many words what I did not like. I'm sure that. I will be happy if my opponent will be happy because of fight and not because of his opponent. Respect is most important in sport, and especially our sport. This is what it is. You must respect your opponent.
I wanted to know, if you would not be a fighter, what job would you do?
Honestly, when me and my twins were nine years old, we started together football, and then it was my biggest dream, because also I had some talent about that, but I was a child and I did not know many things. I think if not MMA, football or basketball. After football, I was basketballer.
So you stay in the world of sports.
I found my place in combat sport, and I feel myself so good when take down someone. punch someone, I'm happy that it is a sport and official job, and not like street fight and like offense or like discussion. Because I know what is power, and power request correctly use, not just the free use what you want.
Did you learn this as well at Naruto, from watching Naruto?
Yeah, Naruto and many animes, but I want to mention when I watched Naruto, Naruto teached me many things, really, because there is battle analytics battles, and when I heard this, I changed my mind, many skills, many fight styles, and I saw another side, and where if you see my every fight, and then you will go and watch Naruto immediately. You will guess where I change it.
Okay. Last question. When is your next fight? What's in front of your future? What are your dreams?
I don't know exactly, but it will be at least 2 months, and at least 1.5 months, and max 4 months. Everything depends deal between me and Octagon, and that's will be 5 days after 5 days, and I cannot mention exactly time, but max four months.
So 4 months is like, now we have October, November, December, around January.
Yeah, marks January. Yeah.
Wish you all the best. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
This was episode 132 with Nika Shanava and Mate Sanikidze from Georgia. Thank you for listening this episode until the end. I wish you a great start into this new week. Have fun in the gym, stay safe and unschlagbar ehrlich.